Thank you, Stan.
It's funny, I got to take my glasses off so I can read. I thought last night I had everything planned, what I was going to say, what I was going to talk about. And then I had that moment. I needed a highlighter. So I got up, walked over to the desk, opened the drawer, and I thought, well, maybe I'll put it on this piece of tablet here, this paper, what I'm going to say here, instead of what I was writing on. So I opened up the tablet, and there was a prayer written. And I'm going to read it for you. Oh, that you would bless me indeed, impart your supernatural favor upon me, my children, my husband, and those I love. Open their hearts and their minds to receive your blessing. Whatever they may be, it's your will that I seek. Help me to throw myself entirely into the river of your will and power and purpose for your life. You are, and I ask for your blessing. This tablet, this prayer, was my wife's prayer 3 years ago when she died, before she died. And I had moved, and I don't know how this got put to the top of the desk, but there it was. So it changed my whole topic. Not my topic, but my whole thought. My wife was talking about her purpose, and she died 3 years ago, and I found this 3 years later. So I thought about my purpose and what my purpose was in life. And if you would have asked me a few months ago what my purpose was, I would have told you I didn't have a purpose. I was just coasting. Then again, God showed me almost 3 years to the day, today was a great banquet. And I went to it. And I fought that, cats and dogs. I didn't want to go to the great banquet for nothing. I didn't need it, didn't want it, didn't want to be a part of it. Told my wife that for 5 years. So I went to the great banquet on a promise. I promised her I would go. So I went after her death. And it opened up my eyes so much. Because through the great banquet, I had an opportunity to have a discussion with my children, and in the great banquet, I'm sure most of you have attended, there's a letter time, and my children wrote me a letter. My children aren't letter writers to their dad. It's usually like, hey, Dad, you got an extra 10, or, you know, my car's making a funny noise. Hey, Dad, can you come down and paint for me, you know? But anyway, through the letter from my son, he says, since joining the Navy, I'll call back home and talk to you every day or every time. And before I hang up, you use these words, the two things that I'll never forget. You tell me that you love me and that you're proud of me. I thought that was just what dads do. But he knew I meant it. He said, throughout my adolescence, you would hold me in a different standard than the girls, telling that you were trying to raise a man. It's the hardest thing I've ever done, I thought. But it's right up at the top, raising a son or a daughter to be a man or a woman, a godly one. So he says, I know I'm proud of you. I'm here to say I'm proud that you're my dad. Again, I thought I lost my purpose when my wife died. Didn't want to be part of nothing. But through the great banquet, that he wrote me this letter. For the same thing, my brother wrote me a letter. It says, growing up, you were always there for me. I cannot thank you enough for that. You never gave up on me and helped me to shape me into the man I am today. And he goes on and on and on, but I want to start crying. So, my topic was purpose. And I did a lot of reading about it, a lot of praying about it, talked to a lot of people about it. And man, it's so big. And I just talked to a good friend of mine a few minutes ago when we talked about purpose. And your purpose changes as you get older, I think. Circumstances change your purpose. But the one thing that never changes is your purpose with your walk with God. I read the story of David, a fascinating story. I thought, I never read it before. And I read it, and I thought, what am I going to say? And I thought, you know, if David walked in the room today, and he was looking for a disciple, and he looked at this group of men, and looked at everyone's heart, how many would he walk away with? One? Two? None? I mean, man, that's huge. Went to a funeral last week, and I sat there, and I listened to what they said. And over and over and over again, people spoke about this man, how godly he was. And as I sat there and I listened, and I thought, that's what I want. That's what I want people to say. I want people to say, this man was a godly man. He loved his family. He loved his friends. But he loved the Lord more than that, tenfold. The other thing I found out through my talks with people and my walk with people, I talk to a lot of people every day, is you may not see your purpose. You may not see it in this life. You may talk to somebody for 5 minutes, and I've done that. I've talked to people for 5 minutes, and I walked away, and I thought I knew everything about their lives, and they knew everything about mine, because I thought my purpose was to tell them about me. And I don't think that's right. My purpose, I found out, is to listen to what they have to say to me. Be quick to listen. Slow to speak. Always remember that. I've talked to people that I thought, man, my problems are small. They have huge problems. But you always leave them with this. God's there for you. Talk to God. You know, and he said, well, what's that feel like? Well, can't explain that. It's a wonderful feeling. Does God always talk back to me? No. But I know God does something to this body. He does something to this heart. He does something to this mind. And I always feel like he's trying to shape me to be a better person, a better father, a better friend, a better everything. I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't have to be a formal setting. It doesn't have to be at church. It doesn't have to be at the Y during the huddle. I drive, and I'm talking to God. God's talking to me. At least my prayers are going up to him. I can't believe my life. I keep going back to my plan. Isn't always God's plan. My wife wrote me this scripture. And every time I feel a little lost, I pull this out. And by the time I'm done, I know God's purpose. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. To prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come to pray with me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Every man must leave something behind. What will you leave? A little etch on stone by your name, your tombstone by your name. Our life etched in others' hearts. I mean, man. So I always wonder, my kids wrote me these letters, but what will they say to their children and their children and their children? So I realized what I'm doing could have effect on so many others. It may only just have effect on one, and that's okay. That was God's intent for me, to have influence or purpose on that one person or that multitude. I never thought I'd speak here at the huddle, at the Y. This is my second visit. This is great. But, and if you ever have the opportunity, take it. God's telling you to do it. What I need to do for me personally, spend more time in prayer, more time in the Word, listen to even a little more than I do listen, but tell the people that you love what they mean to you. We're not promised tomorrow. I think I've been fortunate to find somebody that prays for me daily and tells me she prays for me, and I believe it. It helps me walk straight up, if you know what that means. It makes me want to be a better man, and that's a great thing for me. All I can tell you guys is there's a purpose for everyone in this room. And sometimes you look for it and you look for it and look for it, and it's right in front of you. I'll tell you a funny little story yesterday. So I'm working, and I was telling a guy, I got a picture. I just got back from Arizona, and I took some pictures of some rams on a mountainside. I said, I got some pictures of this ram. Let me show it to you. So I'm looking for my phone, tearing my truck apart. I mean, I'm underneath the seat. I'm tearing stuff out of the back. I can't find it. I said, oh, man, I think I dropped the phone over by the hole that we were working on. And so I'm over there, and I'm looking through the mud, and I said, I've just lost me an $800 phone. I can't believe it. I think it's fell in the bottom of this 13-foot hole. He goes, oh, wow, man, what are you going to do? I said, well, I don't know. So I go back to my truck, and I get in the truck, and I'm kind of mad, and I'm thinking, okay, I got to breathe a little bit because I'm about ready to explode. And I looked, and it was right there on the steering wheel where I left it, right in front of me. You thought I'd hit $1 billion, man. I picked that phone up. I found the phone. You know? He goes, where was it at? I said, right in front of me. Kind of like your purpose. It's right in front of you. All you got to do is open your eyes and see it. Open up your heart and find it. Open up your heart and explore it. Tell it. If you got something to say, say it. Life's good, even when it doesn't seem good. You think you lose your purpose? You haven't lost it. You just haven't found it yet. And you know, God's love will always be there. Your purpose is to love God. Everything else is a bonus. I'm a common sense guy, and that just makes common sense to me. God's never left me. He's never hidden from me. I just didn't reach out and grab it. That's all I got. Thank you.